And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is health and wealth. Each of my guests is offering advice on lifestyle changes that lead to a healthier or wealthier life. My first guest started out as a woman of mystery in the 1973 classic movie American Graffiti. Most know Suzanne Summers as Chrissy from Three's Company. She's the author of 20 books. We discussed her secrets to staying sexy forever, how to fight fat after 40. My second guest is best known for his role as Trapper John in MASH. We explored the incredible business acumen and that he writes about in his latest book, Make Your Own Rules. My next guest is known as the telephone doctor. She is a practitioner of great customer service, and we're going to talk about why customer service is so lacking here in the United States. As always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Nancy Friedman is president of Telephone Doctor Customer Service Training in St. Louis, Missouri. Nancy is one of America's most asked-back speakers in meetings and in conferences. She's appeared on programs with General Colin Powell, Ken Blanchard, Bobby Knight, Lou Holtz, and many, many others. She's a frequent guest on TV and radio shows like Oprah, Today, the CBS Morning Show, Good Morning America, CNN, and Fox News. She was named one of the 25 most successful businesswomen in St. Louis. She's the author of hundreds of articles in leading newspapers and magazines. Nancy was born and raised in Chicago, Illinois, now lives in St. Louis. Welcome to the show, Nancy. How are you today?
Well, that is a wonderful open. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate that. Did I do all those things?
You did. Great. Looking back on it, it's nothing more than a summary of the accomplishments of your life. So congratulations
to
you.
It was great. Well, yeah, everybody wants to know about customer service today, so we're trying to do it one by one and helping the businesses, especially there in Ventura County. I think I mentioned to you that we were brought in by the Chamber of Commerce to do one of the programs for their members, because we want the business to stay in Ventura County. There's no reason. I've been there. I've seen it. The stores there, what you can get there, is just gorgeous, and it blew our minds. My husband and I traveled together. It blew our minds as to what Ventura has there, and so keeping the business in Ventura is our mission for this particular show.
Well, thank you. Well said, and thank you for the kind words. Now, you've written a book. You've written actually a couple of books, but the one that I have here is How to Get Your Customers Swearing by You, Not Swearing at You. So in your book, you write that customer service is not rocket science. But I'm going to take umbrage with that, because, you know, you look around today, you see so little of it in daily life. So if it's not rocket science, why is good customer service so rare?
And everybody says, well, it's just common sense what you're teaching, Nancy. That's all it is, just common sense. Well, if it's so common, why isn't everybody doing it? And everybody's not doing it. The question I'm asked most, Bill, is what is the biggest mistake that companies make today? And the answer is simple. They're just not friendly enough. When you and I call a company, we're supposed to be treated like a welcome guest when we call somebody, and oftentimes, you know, we're treated like an annoyance or an interruption. So through telephone doctors programs or our either me speaking or some of our products, we can heighten the awareness of these companies. I will tell you that there is a direct correlation between great customer service and a training program. And when I ask my audiences, raise your hand if you've got some sort of new employee orientation program on customer service, you would be amazed at the number of people who don't raise their hand and they look around and say, we're supposed to have a program? Yeah, you're supposed to have a program. So hopefully we can get some of the tips out today to get these. And I don't care if you had 2 people or 102 or 3,002. Our clients range from Disney to Nordstrom's to the local doctor's office. Everybody has left a company for lack of service. Everybody, send me 3 companies in the Ventura area that you'd like information on how to be better customer service minded, you'd get flooded.
Sure. Oh, no doubt about it. And customer service is so integral, yet so many companies overlook it. You yourself mentioned that most companies don't have a training program for customer service. Why do companies take customer service for granted?
I wish I knew why they took it for granted, because what happens is we don't hire bad people, all right? Nobody ran an ad, wanted, rude, depressed individual, needed to insult our clients. That's not the ad that runs. We hire good people, and we take them around the office. We say, here's bookkeeping, and here's the lunchroom, and here's where you're going to sit. And, oh, by the way, there's the phone. Oh, by the way, there's the phone. Oh, by the way, I mean, the strongest implement you have in the office. Unfortunately, or sadly, I should say, we were at a funeral yesterday, and I said, why did you choose this particular funeral home? I said to the young lady, and she said, well, we called 2 or 3 others, but they answered so poorly, I just didn't want to do business with them.
Mm.
So it just comes from that, you know, that first hello to onward and forward, and it just we're just not taught. There's a, I'd say it again 100 times, there's a direct correlation between these programs. We see it, we know it, and we feel it. So there's, if you don't have a training program, yes, I'd love it to be telephone doctor, but I'm telling you, there's dozens and dozens of programs for everybody there. It is not common sense. It is not rocket science, but it's not common sense. People say, well, I'm nice. Well, you know, nice doesn't cut it.
So true. We're talking to Nancy Friedman, everybody, the telephone doctor and author of the book, How to Get Your Customers Swearing by You, Not at You. And Nancy, you've got actually a very amusing story of how you got into the customer service training business. You mind sharing that story with my listeners?
I would love to. Thank you. And it is a true story and one that I share at my conferences. But about 20 million some years ago, I called my insurance agent and I told him to cancel all my policies. He says, my gosh, what happened? So I told him, I said, your people stink. They're so rude, they're so abrupt, they're so unfriendly, they're so unhelpful, and I don't want to be treated like that anymore, so thank you very much, goodbye. He says, no, wait a minute. He says, you're right. When I call your office, I'm treated like a king, and I'm not even a customer. I said, Michael, we treat our wrong numbers better than you treat your customers. Well, he asked me to come over and show his folks what we do, and I went over and I said things like, say please and say thank you, and people are writing this down, Bill, like they've never heard it before. One woman said, Hilda, write that down, that's a good one. And I couldn't believe it. And I was walking out the door. The president of the insurance agency said, wait a minute, Nancy. I said, what's wrong? He said, well, nothing's wrong. I just wanted to thank you. I said, well, you're welcome. He says, no, you don't understand. We really learned some new things. Came home, told my husband what I did today. He hadn't known what I did. And I said, Dick, what do you think happened? Things that you and I do, like breathing in, breathing out. He said, Nancy, don't ever be surprised. Nobody is ever showing them. Well, I happen, and I'll make this very quick because I can make this into an hour story. I happened to mention this very same story to the general manager of a newspaper in Davenport, Iowa. And he asked me to come up and show his people what we were doing, and I did. And at the end of that program, the editor of the Quad City Times in Davenport, Iowa, walked up to me. He says, you know, you're very good. He says, you sure have all the cures. He says, I got a name for you. I'm going to call you the doctor. I'm going to call you the telephone doctor. And I came running home to my husband. I said, Dick, somebody call me the telephone doctor. What'll we do? He said, let's go get it registered. We're going to have some fun.
And it is it's a great moniker, and it's very descriptive of what you do. We're talking to Nancy Friedman, the telephone doctor. Go ahead, Nancy. I'm sorry, I didn't cut you off.
Well, it's a great moniker, but people always say, oh, you fix phones. No, we help people communicate better with their customers. So we help companies communicate better with their customers. And like you say, it isn't rocket science, but honest to gosh, you can go into from a drugstore to any store. How many times have you walked out and say, you know what, I'll never go back there again? Now, people say, well, what about, you know, people that you can't change? You can't pay your taxes at Walgreens. What's going to happen? Well, those particular utilities and government agencies where you don't have a choice, they have what we call an image bill. And I don't need to tell you how important an image is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here we're on a radio show. We've got to be interesting. So people that are dialing through now here, they went, there's something I want to hear about. So the same thing happens when you go into a store. How many times have you walked into a store, nobody said hello, you wandered around, picked up things, looked at a price, walked out, and nobody said thank you for coming in? It happens every day. And then people say, well, I asked if I could help them. Well, that's about the weakest thing you can ask somebody.
Right.
Because what's the answer to that?
No, thanks. I'm just looking.
I'm just browsing. Right. No, thanks. I'm just browsing. So we teach how people to go from passive to average to proactive. But sadly, there are passive people in a proactive position. That really hurts a company.
Well, people who are listening to the sound of our voice, Nancy, or might be intrigued by this. Let's put some picks and shovels into the hands of my listeners. Let's review some of your tips for great customer service. And the one that where I want to lead with is people before paperwork. I think that is brilliant. Tell me about that.
Well, and I'm glad you think that. All of our programs that are written from true stories, Bill, so that when you watch one of our DVDs, and you can go online and watch samples of them at telephonedoctor.com, but you watch one of our programs, every story, every vignette that we show has happened to be personally, I witnessed, or I verified. We don't make up scenarios so that you go and say, oh, that could never happen. When you look at a telephone doctor vignette, you say, oh, my gosh, that happened to me. And how many times have you gone up to somebody where they shush you because they're counting a stack of change or they're counting some papers or they're looking through something and you say, excuse me, can I help you? Shh, just a minute, I'm counting. So people must come before paperwork. The paper will wait. The paperwork will wait. The people won't. They will walk. And once they walk, how often do they come back? Not very often.
So true. And it's so funny that you should say that, that truth is better than fiction, and you just have to look at the real world to get examples for this. What are some other things that, that you might think are common sense, because you practice them on a day-to-day basis, Nancy, but people in customer service don't take them for granted or certainly don't practice them. What are some other tips?
And that's a great question. I gave you the whole six cardinal rules at once, but the biggest tip I can give that people don't think are as important is that old rule that we learned long ago as radio announcers, to smile when you talk. Now, you know that you can tell right now that I've got a big smile on my voice. You can hear it, so can your listeners. But I can turn it around and do the other way and talk straight, and you'll know that, wow, she's not smiling. So the same thing happens. But in person, we have visual. But on the telephone, we're like radio. We only have sound. That's all we've got in our listeners' imagination. So when you're on the telephone, there's an old saying, you got to smile when you pick up the phone, and telephone doctor says wrong. Our motto is you got to smile before you pick up that phone. That smile needs to be on your, I was saying your breath, but needs to be on your face when your hand goes to the receiver or you click the headphone or whatever you're wearing. That smile needs to be on. And sadly, and I apologize for doing this, but there's not a woman listening to this station right now that doesn't understand the power of a smile. We are taught as 2 years old how to get anything we want with a smile. Hi, Daddy, give me a dollar. I love you. that's a given. I have not found a way to get a man to smile on the phone. It is far more difficult to get a man to show their teeth. And by the way, Bill, showing your teeth is what smiling's about. Otherwise, it's just a grin. There are a lot of people who just put their lips together and spread them. That's not smiling. Smiling is when your teeth are showing. And when you're, and if you got bad teeth, fix them. But the bottom line is that the only way somebody's going to hear you smiling is when you're, or hear a smile in your voice is when you get that big smile.
So well, Nancy, that's an interesting point. Why is it harder to get men to do it? Besides the cultural thing that you just described, why is it so hard to get men to do that?
You know, I ask my audience, and they don't realize the power of a smile until they're in a relationship or trying to get a relationship with a woman. Then, for whatever reason, they know what a power of a smile does.
Well,
and
yes.
I'm not going to go there where I'm going to go.
Right. This is a PG-rated show. We don't want to go there, Nancy.
But the bottom line is they know what a smile can do in a social situation, but I don't believe that now my husband does, and the people that work here at Telephone Doctor, I got a full staff of 28 people here, and they know what will happen if I walk by and there's not a big smile. We got mirrors on our desk, Bill. Mm. We got mirrors that say smile before you know who it is, because sometimes it's too late. So people before paperwork, smile. Got another one on six cardinal rules is, you know, don't rush your customers. Don't rush your callers. How many times have you heard somebody say, bye.
Yeah, because they're moving on to the next customer or they're moving on to whatever.
Right. So that's a very threatening thing to somebody who calls in. And in many cases, we're calling it to a place of intimidation, whether it's calling for your taxes or something you're not familiar with. You know, we're unsure of what we need and what we want. So we're looking for help. We're literally looking for business-friendly help. And the next one, the be friendly before you know who it is just our motto, because how many times, and I've sat in offices and I've seen receptionists just pick up the phone, good morning, XYZ, good morning, XYZ, good morning. Oh, hi, Bill, it's you. And they're friendly when they hear a friend's voice, but they're not friendly when they hear a customer's voice.
And right.
We want to say be friendly before you know it is.
All right, makes sense.
Yeah, the next one, the easy, don't be too busy to be nice, that's a true story. My printer, who I'd used for years and years and years, I called him one day, and he was quite short and rude with me, and I said, Bill, what's wrong? And he said, I'm just so busy. He says, I said, oh, don't be too busy. You're so nice. He says, I'm too busy to be nice, Nancy. Well, you know what? He went out of business. So we put that little story, and those are the words he said to me. I'm too busy to be nice. So that just shouldn't happen to business.
And that's a ringing testimonial. Powerful story there.
Yeah, thank you. The don't use military language on civilians. You've all heard that. Oh, my goodness. You call a place and say, well, give me your CAN. Give me your CAN. Give me your HEL. Give me your TGO. What's your YTP? We don't know what all those things are. So if you're talking to somebody and you have acronyms, you know, spell it out for the customer. Don't use military language, as we say, on civilians. Help the customer along.
Well, and just big shout out to everybody who is down at Naval Station Ventura County. Of course, we're talking about in regular commerce sort of situations, not military language. What else you got for us, Nancy?
Oh, yes, thank you. That's a good analogy. And then, of course, be personally accountable. Don't be passing the buck. I wasn't here yesterday. I don't know anything about it. The worst one I've heard, and I scream when I hear this, Bill, is, I'm new. Oh, that's why you're stupid, because you're new. I see. So I'm new is an excuse. It's rude. Your customer doesn't care if you work there 2 minutes, 2 hours, 2 days, 2 years. Find out information for the customer. And those little basic six cardinal rules of customer service. In fact, if anybody would like it, I'll send them one of our little cards. If they want to email me at nancy@telephone or press@telephonedoctor, I guess I should say, press@telephonedoctor.com. To get their training started, I'll be happy to share that.
But that's press@telephonedoctor.com, and you'll send that to them for free. That's very nice of you, Nancy.
I will.
We're talking to Nancy Friedman, everybody, who is the telephone doctor. And Nancy, I love what you have to say, but I want to ask you the bigger societal question, because in today's text messaging world, I mean, the trend is towards shorter and shorter, more concise exchanges, not longer ones like you're just describing here.
Right.
So in this rush world, how does that square with your ideas of improved customer service?
I'm glad you brought that up. There are what we call six touch points of communication, and I'll share them with you. Email, voicemail, snail mail, phone, fax, face-to-face. Those are your six basic methods of communicating with another human being. I left text messaging out because in the business world, that is not as acceptable as any other one of these forms. Now, you're not going to make a presentation on text messaging. You're not going to ask, you know, for certain, hey, you want to go to lunch? Okay, you get back. So you get all these little acronyms in short. And there's an email going around with wonderful stories of how people are misspelling words and how they're coming out. It's really frightening.
It is, Nancy. I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there, my dear. I'm sorry to cut you off. We'll have to have you back. We've been talking to Nancy Friedman, the telephone doctor, how to get your customers swearing by you, not at you. Nancy, thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Pleasure. Hope so. Thanks.